Talker Podcast.
Yes.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. Please hit the like.
And the subscribe and the notification.
Notifications, please.
Yeah, so you'll know when episodes air. It is easy.
Not hard.
Thank you. Yes, and please, thank you.
Episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. Well, no.
Nothing.
Nothing. Whew. Ooh, jet lag.
Woo.
Jet lag.
Yo.
Jet lag. I mean, we were on a trip. Not so much jet lag. I was just playing. Yeah, it feels like jet lag.
Well, you know, we travel.
Yes, we did.
You know, we always go up and down the freeways and stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, we try to, you know, do the best we can when we're on the road.
Ooh.
And do comedy. We try to make people laugh.
Yes, it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, I have fun.
Yes.
We actually just got through doing a comedy.
Yes, we did.
Congratulations on your set, Justin Fuller.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you, man. Yeah. One of these days, people are going to tell me no. You know what I always ask, right?
Can I go first?
One of these days they're going to say no. You can go no.
You can go no.
And I'd be like, can I go first?
I don't know, man. A lot of people don't mind giving, you know, letting somebody go first if they want to go first.
That's been my experience.
Unless they really like to go first. You know,
That's my experience. Yeah. I really like to go first.
Yeah.
And then,
I mean, I didn't even know I was going second to last. Or, yeah.
But you did a good job. You should be used to it.
No, I mean, I am.
Because normally, like, when people are doing a lineup and they're familiar with you and I, either one of us is going first and one of us is going last.
Right.
Or vice versa.
That's or in the middle. Sometimes, we've been in a sweet spot.
Yeah.
7, 8, 15 sometimes. Not all the time.
Whenever they do it.
You know.
It's a strategy.
Yeah, 100%.
It's a strategy to, you know, either, like, control the momentum of the audience and things like that. Now, my new challenge is, because it was something I thought about, was, dude, you always like, let me go first. And I always want to go first because...
sorry, people. We got ripped this damn tag off this bottle. He's slipping, and you know we already hit record, so we gonna keep it on air and show them just ripping it off because they ain't paying us.
You know what? It was a Midnight Paco label, and I had to take it off because
no, it's not a Midnight Paco.
Oh, you don't know. You don't know what it was.
This is true.
You have no idea what it was.
Yeah,
you had no idea what it was.
This is true,
and it was a. It was a Midnight Paco label, and I ripped it off because we haven't debuted it to the world yet. So.
Yep, my bad. Yep, good job. Way to keep it secret. That a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But,
my bad, yeah.
Going back to going first, it was like, okay, This is the thing about going first. Like when you have like a longer lineup, you can go first, and then people will forget about you, and didn't even realize that you went up. But to me, one of my personal challenges is to go first, and hopefully they remember me after the show.
Yep.
They seem to remember me after the show.
They did.
Mission accomplished this one time. So my goal is to do that every show.
Yep.
Because it's like normally forget the first comic.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're really memorable, but it's because especially if it's a long show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but, it's like...
It could be like 15, 16, 17 comics deep. If you go in number one, good luck.
Well, I've done it before.
Oh, yeah. No, and I'm not saying it's not impossible.
I've done it before, and it's like, let me...
I need a cough button. Mom, where's the cough button in this piece?
Okay, go ahead and cough.
I already did it.
That's your coughing music. So it's like you want to be remembered at the end of the show.
Yeah.
But
I'll tell you what, one thing I always enjoy, like I bring it up all the time, is when they say your name. If they don't know you, they say your name in the beginning of your set, and then they say your name, hey, give it up again for, and afterwards, how it changes.
That afterwards applause be like, that really lets you know that, how you did.
Yeah.
Like, give it up for this person. And
people don't know you at first. They're like, okay, bring up the next comic.
Yeah, like,
and then when you do good, it's a.
In some shows, you be like, I go first. And I see the lineup, and he'd be like, "Well, folks,
wow!"
It's like, "Well, folks, it sort of goes downhill from there."
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
Does happen?
I'm speaking. I'm not even speaking because I said. I'm just speaking from experience.
Yeah.
But, it's like, come on, guys. Give it up for everybody. Even if you're there to support somebody else, it's always important to give it up to everybody that's there performing because they're doing it for you.
Yeah.
It's not like we're getting, especially in the open mic set, we're up there trying to entertain you to make you laugh, Come to laugh. Come to laugh.
Yeah. I mean, I think most people do. They're coming to the comedy club. I think they are coming to laugh. Today was a great crowd. Awesome. Today was awesome. But, like I said, it was almost like a bringer crowd.
It was a great crowd.
Shout out to them for making it a good night.
Yeah. I mean, the crowd was there.
Yeah.
And it was a beautiful night for comedy because they came to laugh.
Yep.
They came to support someone.
Yeah.
It was almost all of the room, but it was dope.
It was great. It was great for comedy. They weren't expecting that. You know what I mean? In a sense, they probably wasn't. You know what I mean?
They didn't expect to be like, I don't know. I think the fact that when people went out their way to find us to say,
yeah,
you guys did a great job.
Yeah.
It felt good.
Yeah, it did. So, shout out to you.
Shout out to them. So, when people come up to you after the show, like seek you out,
right,
to tell you you did a good job.
It's awesome.
It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome feeling. And
even though they don't know that I'm like up there, like stumbling and fumbling.
Yeah.
Shit. Stumbling and fumbling. In my own shit because I was in my head trying to figure out where I was.
And
going.
The beauty of fumbling and stumbling, the professionalism of not saying, oh, damn.
Yeah.
Or I fucked up.
Hold
on, guys, I fucked up.
Yeah.
You got to keep it moving with the show because they have no idea. Right, they never saw you perform before. They never knew that you messed up the joke.
No, but I was just doing, keep it going. Like I said, I was all over the place.
Just keep it going.
I was all over my material. I was trying to play with the crowd a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we had time to do that.
Yeah.
We wasn't on a restricted time. We took our 5-minute sets and stretched it a little bit.
Yeah.
I said a little something about the room a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
About the host.
Right, right. Yeah.
Gave it room to breathe.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I noticed versus like when you have a little bit more time, instead of you hitting your jokes like boom, 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 you can either repeat something that you know hit, and the audience may be like in disbelief, give it to them again.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a fluke. I can do it on command.
Yeah.
Let me do this again for you so you can hear, and then let me let you bask in it and marinate in that for a minute. Sometimes if you pause, you might get another pause break.
Yeah.
But if you keep rolling with the jokes, you're not going
to
get it.
I used to do that real bad.
That's because we didn't have the time. We had 5 minutes.
Stomped on all those goddamn chuckles and shit and laughs. Yeah, even with tonight, I went off the cuff a little bit. I brought up stuff that I talked about before, older stuff. You know, with the vampire stuff. I ain't done, I don't know how long.
And it hit good.
I know, but, reaching back in and then, shit, I think I'm going over time. And trying to figure out where I'm at, you know what I mean? It was just, a jumbling act. But, yeah, it was fun. That's what all goes in your head when you're on stage, people.
And it's a good...
It's a feeling. Yeah, it's crazy because before you go on stage, my heart's like, I'm nervous. I'm looking at everybody laughing prior to me going, you know what I mean? Just how the room is and what they're reacting to or whatnot. And I'm just like, well, this is what I got. Let me go ride with it.
Yep, I love, the interaction with the crowd. I'm always,
it's fun as long as you can get back on track.
Yeah.
It's tough to, you know, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes, you know me, man, I'll lose track in these conversations, let alone I try and rant on stage.
I could dig it, but, sometimes after you get off, you might say, dang, I meant to say this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which has happened tonight. Too. Yeah. But,
that's one of your killer lines.
Yeah. I missed out one of my killer lines.
Yeah.
But I had other killer lines.
Yes.
That did well.
Well, yeah.
So
I just like that one.
I know. It's cool.
Yeah, it rolls with it.
Thank you.
That's all I'm saying.
But, it was a great night for comedy.
Great night for comedy.
Shout out to the Founding Farm in Niles, Ohio.
Yeah.
Shout out to David. Shout out to the Smile Hustler, JD the Smile Hustler. Got a good thing going.
And all the comics out there, you know.
All the comics out there to perform tonight. Great job, guys. I'm pleased to be a part of that show.
Yeah, it was fun. Time stamping?
For the sake of time stamping, go for it.
That woman who got shot?
Her name is Sonya... Can't think of her name. Sonya. Name Sonya.
While he's looking that up, I know everybody out there has seen that video.
In Illinois.
I do not.
Sonya Massey.
Sonya Massey, R.I.P.
R.I.P. Sonya Massey, a poor innocent life.
Obviously, I'm glad he got convicted. I'm glad he got convicted on the spot, right? They put him in handcuffs right away?
I don't think
when
so.
When the sheriff or sergeant showed up or something, started asking questions?
I don't know. I don't know if he got arrested right away.
Because I know he was telling his side of the story, and they're like,
I mean...
And he never turned his body cam on until after he shot or something?
His partner was rolling.
Yeah, his partner was rolling, thank God.
Yeah, thank goodness for the body cam. Yeah. But I just really... hope, unfortunately, nothing can bring her back, but I hope that the family receives justice.
Yeah.
Because that was very much uncalled for.
Yeah. Yeah, to show up at somebody, somebody's house that called you. And then, look, see, I'm big on rules of engagement because I was in the military. You really have no option unless your life or somebody's life is threatened. There's basically what it comes down to. And everyone out there who's a bitch who thinks boiling water is going to threaten your life, I know it's not good. I know it's bad. I know it would hurt. But you ain't even about to throw it on them, for one. And two, guess what? You can run from water. She wasn't about to toss it like Thor or the Hulk, you know what I mean? And just be able to douse him all over the place with boiling water and make him, you know,
she wasn't die. She wasn't even about to toss it at all. They were joking about it, and she not just threw all. In her two cents.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they were being, you know, humor. They were actually laughing, and then when she joked back with him, he said, you do... Everybody saw the video. I don't need to say it, but it's just like,
I mean, but if you haven't, you know what I mean? If you haven't, people out there in the world, but it's just, 100%. There was no threat.
No threat at all. And it seems like, see, when people say defund the police, it's not to like defund the police. It's for the whole police system to be revamped. To be retrained, right. The whole purpose of the police is still under those same bylaws and guidelines from when they were created, and they wasn't created to protect and serve. Mm-mm. So that it needs to be revamped to actually protect and serve. People call the police to help them when they're in need, not to be murdered. Right. So it's like, or unalived. I'm sorry, but it's like. You know, it's
crazy, dog.
Yeah, I mean,
especially for you to call them, they come there, and that not we didn't even bring up the worst part is before he even shoots her, he says about shooting you in the fucking face. Yeah. It's like, wow, this is the
well. Even before that, if you ask me, I saw the extended thing. He came there. His whole to me. His whole mission was to kill her.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm going to say that because because he was on trash.
He was on trash.
Because on trash. He came in and said, "What took you so long to answer the door?" And this, that, another. He had a nasty attitude.
Yeah.
You're a public servant. You're there to provide service to the people. Mm-hmm. Our tax dollars pay your salary. So it's like you came there. You know, it's just like. Any craft or any profession in the medical field is called bedside manners. When you're a police officer, you should have some type of way to communicate with the public. Yeah, you should be able to defend yourself and protect and serve, but you don't have to be so rude and so crass or nasty to people in the public. And to me, it's like I've been in situations personally, and I saw the attitude and the words that they choose to use towards me. So I saw, okay, this officer's on trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to just comply and give him absolutely no reason.
Right.
And I'll have my day in court. Even though I know they may be dead wrong right at that moment.
Yeah.
But when it's just me and them.
Right.
And I'm unarmed and they are armed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to comply and have my day in court. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you right now it's like you got to do what you got to do to survive. It's not about going out or being a sucker or not standing up for yourself. It's about staying alive.
Right.
You can stand up for yourself and you're going to die. Or you can. Or be unalived or whatever. Yeah. So
It's terrible that you even have to deal with any of that.
It is terrible. In 2024.
But we all know there's people who take justice not even justice, just take things into their own hands because none of that shit was just.
Nothing about it was just.
How long was he in the force? I don't know that.
I don't know how long he was on the force, but I do know that he was with four other police departments.
Wow.
Before that.
That's like a chick dating some red flags.
So I don't know what his reason was to move around or whatever like that.
Probably disciplinary action.
I don't know. Possibly. I can't speak on it because
True.
Intelligent conversation that. About it.
Yeah, you're right.
But it's just like
take that back.
But it's just like I think his purpose was to exterminate, and that's what he did. That's what I think.
That I don't think. That I don't think.
I do.
I know,
and I've heard that there was like a fraternity of cops within the police department. And maybe I'll look it up. Maybe I can look it up now.
Yeah.
I mean, and their whole job is to exterminate black people. And I think that he was one of those people. They're normally brought up from the South, brought up North. I don't know who's hiring these guys, but they know exactly what they do. They know exactly what their purpose is, and they bring them up here.
So you think he'll go to jail or be released?
I think.
Hold on real quick. Anything we've known is that people who do stuff like this, especially white officers, have gotten off. Noted. Gotten off on all charges. You know what I mean? He's going to try and claim self-defense. I don't know how you get off on this charge. On that defense. It's self-defense. I know people could think about being put in that situation, but I don't think that constitutes shooting some lady in the face. What, 3 times?
I think he shot her twice.
Twice. But then what did he say afterwards? See, I didn't see the rest of the video. I get disgusted after I even see him shoot.
His partner said, let me go get my medical kit. He said, don't waste your medical kit. Those were headshots.
Wow.
And you can hear her doing her final breaths. You know, it's almost like when a body or a person is dying, they're like snoring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what she was doing. Mm. And rest in peace, and I hope the family gets justice. Nothing can bring her back. But no. I'm just saying, like, you know, let's not act like that the police are exterminating black people. That's what they're doing. And if he did that, his whole purpose to me from the beginning was to kill her. I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
And because he came in on trash, and he didn't hesitate to kill her.
Definitely came on trash.
He didn't hesitate to shoot and kill an unarmed woman.
Yeah.
Saying that, you know, he was felt threatened by if you felt threatened by a pot of boiling hot water, once she put it down and had her hands up like this with the pot holder in her hand, where was the threat?
Yeah.
You came in there. The whole purpose for you to come in there was to exterminate her. Now, I don't know if... Okay, so this is what I think. I think it should be...
It better not come out that she has a backstory on Know Some People.
it should be...
She don't know the Clintons, does she?
Let's just say the police officer goes to prison. Mm. Okay, he goes to prison. Fine. Okay, our memory is so short. About the same time next year, we're going to forget about that case. Not saying that it is minor or nothing, but that's just the way our brains work. If we're not directly involved, maybe 6 months, maybe 4 months.
I mean, other than the family is going to keep pushing.
If we're not directly involved, how do we know that officer is still in prison?
Right.
Who's physically putting eyes on that officer?
Right, to see he's serving time.
To see if he's actually still there.
Right, I get you.
Is he in general population?
Right.
Did he so-called kill himself?
Right, yeah.
Or unalive himself? Yeah. Did he do that? And if so, who's putting eyes on that body?
Hmm.
Unfortunately.
A lot of conspiracies.
I mean, I'm just saying, unfortunately, I don't know. You know, I just think that, you know, people like him will be protected.
No, I got you. Let's go back to the Trump stuff, dog. Are you seeing all the stuff coming out with this about this kid?
What kid?
The one that shot or trying to shoot at him?
No, I haven't heard anything about him.
I mean, I guess he was on a... I'm sorry, people. You know, my research isn't the best, and I should have probably prepared, but I have hearsay knowledge. BlackRock, he was in a BlackRock commercial or one of those companies that deal with the government. He was in one of their commercials, like, back before, like, years ago or something. I don't know how far back. I probably shouldn't even say years ago, but he was in one of those government commercials, which they're trying to link with all types of other stuff, you know, as far as like, almost like the Manchurian candidate.
If,
you know what I'm saying?
If that is the kid that I think you're talking about, it was a commercial that I've been looking for, and I was unable to find it. He was like a person that said, something, and he said, you know, like it was against Donald Trump. And he said it, and it was like a person that looked like he may have a disability.
Mm.
It was back when, you know, Trump was campaigning and, and you know, they used it to go against Donald Trump because, you know, he made fun of people with
disabilities. Yeah. Oh, that I don't know. I'm not sure what commercial
it
was.
If he was that kid, wow.
Yeah, right.
Because it was a kid, because I was like, because he was like, he said something and the thing that rung in my mind was like, not Donald Trump. And he said it like,
Don't do it.
You know I can and yeah, I will. But it was just like a
canceled.
When I saw him, he looked like a person with disability. Did he not?
What on the mugshot?
Well, the person that did that shooting.
Yeah, the mugshot they show or whatever with the glasses.
I'm not educated to speak on this. I don't have any intel on it. I haven't seen anything about it. Look, all I can say is when I first heard of the news, I was very disturbed by it because it was like...
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
I was disturbed. I'm not even a Trump fan, but I'm not a fan of him getting assassinated.
No, not at all.
You know?
Not at all. I mean, the one thing I don't like, obviously, is the fact... I mean, I know a lot of people are going to hate this, that love him, but this just, like, cements him in...
History.
Being
invincible.
Yeah. Just, I mean, look, dude, they tried to take out, well, they took out Kennedy. You know, they took out Abraham Lincoln. Yeah, both of them.
Yeah.
I mean, we can go through.
They shot Buckwheat.
Fucking Buckwheat, man. The hell.
No. They did shoot Ronald Reagan.
Yes, they did. I don't know. I think, who did that? I don't know. I'm just saying. You just wonder who, if they put somebody up to it. And it's not like it's the first time, because the JFK assassination, boy, dig into that one. Lee Harvey Oswald, boy.
I can't believe that they're still saying that Lee Harvey Oswald is the one that shot Kennedy. When it was documented that President Kennedy was shot in like several different directions.
Several. And just... The fact that they tried to use the magic bullet theory, that this bullet went in and did all this thing. You know what I mean? It's just like,
Like, come on, guys. Yeah. Come on, guys. The America is not stupid, y'all. Y'all can't do that.
It's about all these... the problem is all these things. We talk about the moon landing. Everything that they... Even if they went to the moon, they staged the pictures. So it seems fake. So you give conspiracy theorists... all types of ammo, because the shit you do, they really did try, they really did blow up a tanker and said that it was, I think that's how they got into the Vietnam War. They blew up a tanker and said, yeah, it was these guys, and so we got into the war to go out there. You know what I mean?
I don't know. It's a bunch of things.
They had something planned that they were going to go into, attack Guantanamo Bay. Like, they were really going to do that just to get us, I think, into war with Cuba or something because of the Soviet Union. It was all this crazy shit. Like, they plant, and I think Kennedy was like, no, we're not doing that. You know what I mean? And so it's just, it's fishy. All this shit's fishy.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I don't have all, I just like to put out there and talk about it.
I don't know. The only thing that I can tell you about, and I have expertise in, is diesel fuel, air brakes, and gear shifting. It's because I'm a trucker. And I'm on the roads every day.
You want to give a class?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to give a class. But that's one thing that I have expertise in.
I know, I got you. These are just opinions, folks. I'm not speaking on facts. I'm not a newscaster. We don't even talk.
Yes, we are. We talk the news.
We don't even talk about what we're going to talk about before we talk about it.
Talk the news.
There's no pre-planning.
We the real news.
There's pre-gaming.
You understand me? We talk about what they don't talk about. You understand? Look, we talk about what's happening.
The fuck?
We talk about what's happening right here, right now, for real.
For real.
For real.
For real.
That's what we talk about.
That's right.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Yes! Where can they find you, Jay?
You can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
Ooh, and you can find last me. Last sip. Woohoo?
I said last sip, huh?
Last sip?
Yeah. You gotta drive Red Bull, baby.
This is Red Bull. Red this ain't Bull. No alcohol.
No, it's Red Bull. He got
drive. It's, but it's look. Midnight Paco version of the Red Bull.
Look, see.
Because we're not getting paid by Red Bull.
No, man. Yeah. It's Midnight Paco energy.
Yeah.
Coming to a store near you, people. Oh. All right, where can I find you?
At the underscore great underscore blah, blah, blah.
Whoa. Try it again.
Under okay. At the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast, y'all. You know what? Thank you for all our subscribers.
Yes, thank you.
Thank everybody. You for all our listeners on all our platforms.
Sorry, it's a couple short episodes, but man, we get them late. So,
and I know some of you guys appreciate these short episodes.
Yeah, he does. Best warehouse worker. One of the best warehouse workers on the goddamn planet.
But see.
This I'm willing to stay up, but today's not a day. Today, tomorrow's a long day and the next day, so love you,
signing
everybody.
Off. Shout out.
Peace out.
Peace.
Oh, hold on.
Shout OCB. Out. Shout out to OCB, baby.
Yo, yo, yo.
I can't walk. That's right.
Old Cripper Bastard.
Peace out.
Peace.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.